Hello and welcome to our program today as we study from the Word of God. My name is Richard Massey and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. And we would hope that if you're in our area, you would come by and visit with us. We're going to start our study about being fruitful. As Christians, we're to be fruitful and we're going to start our study in John 15. A great, great passage concerning the essential requirement for Christians to be fruitful. Then we'll talk about that fruit. So let's turn to John 15 and begin reading with verse 1. And in this passage, God uses, as he often does, the agricultural picture. Sometimes he uses the athletic features of the world to talk about Christians being in a race. But here we're like a vine. God is telling us and teaching us with this illustration concerning our lives. And so it's like a vineyard and it's like a vine and we are the branches. And the vine supplies the source of life and the branches bear the fruit. We receive the source of life from the vine as branches, and then we bear the fruit. Our source of life comes from the vine, but then we are to bear the fruit. So let's study this great passage for a moment, and then we'll connect some other passages to this. John 15 in verse 1, I am the true vine. This is Jesus. Jesus is the true vine. This is the illustration. And my Father is the husbandman. And so the Father's in charge of this vine. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This is actually what happens in a vineyard. You have a vine, and the vine dresser comes along and prunes it. And so if you're bearing fruit, then you get purged so that you can bear more fruit. But if you're not bearing fruit, the vine is, or the branch is taken away. Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so this is the benefit of the word of God. When we follow the word of God, we will be holy. We will be clean. We will be purged. And then he says in verse number 4, abide in me and I in you. That's what a branch does on a vine. A vine abides in the vine, and the vine abides in the branch. He says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Now, he's not talking to denominations. He's talking to his disciples. And he's telling his disciples that you must abide in me, and I must abide in you. If that's not the case, then you can do nothing without me. And so to abide in Christ means to follow his word. You're clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. The word is how Christ abides in us. We must sanctify in our hearts the Lord Jesus. He must be in our hearts. We must let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15. And so we're to abide in Christ to bear fruit. If we do not abide in him, we cannot bear fruit. And then he says in verse number 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. So he's following the illustration here. And is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now that's very clear, isn't it? You bear fruit, you are purged, you remain in the vine, and you bear more fruit. But if you don't bear fruit at all, you are cut off, and you're thrown into a fire. That's about as clear as it can be. Hell is the place of fire, Revelation 21 and verse number 8. Verse 7, if, that's the condition, verse 7, John 5, 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, so that's how Christ abides in us, is by his word. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Isn't that a blessing? If his word abides in us, in other words, we're following his word, we know his word, and we believe his word, and we do what his word says, we can ask what we want, and it will be done unto you. Herein, verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. I want to be a disciple, don't you? Well, we can be a disciple if we bear much fruit, and we can only bear the fruit if we abide in Christ. And the way that we abide in Christ is his word must be in us. Verse number 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Well, to continue in his love, we must keep his commandments. Notice verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's how you abide in the love of Christ. This is how Christ abides in you. His word abides in you. You obey his word. You do what he says. And by this, we will glorify God. This is what we want to do. We want to honor God, glorify God. We want him to look good in this world. And so let God's word abide in you, carry it out, do what the word says, and you will be bearing fruit, and you will glorify your Father. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Obeying God's word brings joy. His commandments are not grievous, 1 John tells us. His commandments are not grievous, 1 John 5, 2 and 3. And so, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. If you do his word, you will be bearing fruit. And so that's what this lesson is about. This lesson is about bearing fruit. This is what Jesus has taught us. He is the vine. His word has got to be in us. We've got to do his commandments, obey his commandments. And by that, we are loving him, and his love is in us. Now, let's talk about that fruit from Galatians chapter 5. So here we have the fruit of the Spirit. And so we must bear the fruit. If a branch doesn't bear any fruit, he's cut off and thrown into a fire. We want to obey God's will. This is the fruit that God wants us to bear and to produce in our lives. Produce this fruit in your life, and you will be pleasing God. Galatians 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, that love has to be directed towards your enemy, towards your friends, towards your wife or your husband. You must love your neighbor as yourself. You must love the Lord. You must love the Heavenly Father with all of your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. And so we must love God, and by loving him, we obey his will. By loving our enemy, we will seek to do good to him. This is the fruit of the Spirit, that we are to love. And love has many directions. We love our neighbor. We love our enemy. We love our brethren. We love Jesus. We love the Father. We obey their commands. And so this is the fruit of the Spirit. It is love, but it is also joy. We've got to be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And then peace. We can't be troublemakers. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. We must be long-suffering. That means patient. Patient when things aren't going well. Because look, long-suffering. Suffering means things aren't going well. But you have to be long-suffering. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Be patient. James chapter 1 tells us to grow in our patience and add to our patience. And then the Bible says gentleness. Jesus is meek. He is gentle. He is lowly. And this is the fruit of the Spirit, not to be rough, the bully. We're to be a gentle person. Then the Bible says goodness. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we need to be doing good things and have faith. Faith, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. This is the fruit of the Spirit. We are to believe everything the Bible teaches us. Believe the Bible. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Then the Bible says meekness. And so we're to be under control. We're not to be out of control. We're to have our forces under control. We're to be a disciplined people. And then temperance. And so we're to have self-control. Against such there is no law. These are the fruit that Jesus wants us to bear. And He wants us to bear these things so that we can glorify God and please God. In verse 24 of Galatians 5 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." In order to bear the fruit of the Spirit, we must destroy the works of the flesh. They will cause us to be lost. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another, Galatians 5 and 26. And so there are the things that we're to add to our lives, and then there are things that we're to get rid of in our lives in order to bear the right fruit. If we don't get rid of these evil things listed in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, then we're not going to be bearing the fruit that God wants us to bear. So we have to eliminate some things from our lives, and we have to produce some things in our lives in order to be the people that please God. If I don't destroy the works of the flesh in my life, I'm an unfruitful branch. And I'm going to be cut off and cast into the fire because the wages of sin is death. And I might be a meek person and a gentle person, but if I'm still involved in sin, I'm certainly not bearing the fruit that God wants me to bear. So John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, we have the illustration of Jesus being the vine and you and I, the disciples, being the branches. That's not denominations, that's disciples. And so we're to bear fruit. What kind of fruit are we to bear? Well, here's some fruit right here, Galatians chapter 5. We're to bear the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, and temperance. We're to bear that. Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to be saved in the end concerning this. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. If we'll bear the fruit of the Spirit, I want you to notice what we read here and what we learn from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse number 5. We've been talking about love and temperance and patience. Now, we're to produce that in our lives. This pleases God. And so in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1, verse 5, And beside this, giving all diligence. Don't give a little diligence. Don't get some diligence. Give all diligence. And you'll see why when we read the rest of this passage. Add to your faith virtue. Bear this. Bear faith. Bring forth faith in your life. That's the fruit that we are to bear. But not only have faith, but have virtue. Have the moral courage to carry out what the Bible says. He is the vine. We are the branches. Bear virtue. Furthermore, to virtue knowledge. Let's keep studying our Bibles. Never stop studying your Bible. Study your Bible day by day by day. This is pleasing unto God. And to knowledge, temperance. There's that self-control. We've got to control our tongue. James chapter 3 teaches us. And also many other passages teach us to control our tongue, such as Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. A lying tongue is something that God hates. And so we are to have temperance. And then it says, unto temperance, patience. We were studying long-suffering. That's similar, that same thing in Galatians 5. So we're to produce patience in our lives. And to patience, godliness. We're to fear God. We're to respect Him and regard Him highly. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And so you and I are to be kind. We were studying that in Galatians 5. We're to be kind, a kind people, kind to our enemies, kind to our spouses, kind to our children, kind to our brethren, our very own brethren in the church that we worship with. This is the fruit that the Bible is teaching us to bear. And to brotherly kindness, charity, or love. God wants us to bring that forth in our lives. We've studied that in John 15 and also Galatians chapter 5. We studied about us being a loving people. And then notice verse 8. Here's the result. This is why we want to give all diligence to these things. Verse 8. 2 Peter 1 and verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, be very fruitful. They make you that you shall neither be barren. Remember us reading there in John 15, if a branch doesn't bear fruit, it's cut off. We will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we want to add these things to our lives. We won't be barren. But he that lacketh these things, oh, it's not a good picture if we lack these things. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. You know what the Pharisees were? They were called blind leaders of the blind. Jesus called them that in Matthew 23. And also Matthew chapter 15, he called them blind leaders of the blind. If we lack the things that we've just read in this passage, we're going to be blind, we cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And so we become unfruitful. And a branch like that is going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. We know that because the Bible teaches us that. 2 Peter 1 and 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. We're going to have to really get with it now. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And so God wants us to be fruitful. And if we do these things, we'll never fall. Verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we want to give all diligence to these things. is because it will mean that we will obtain heaven. Verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it fitting, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. And so Peter was going to keep encouraging the brethren to be fruitful, to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you bear the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to glorify God. John 15. If you bear the fruit of the Spirit, that means you're obeying the Bible, and you're going to be able to enter into that great everlasting kingdom in heaven. And if you're bearing the fruit of the Spirit, you're doing what God tells you to do. So today we've studied John 15, 1 through 11. We've studied Galatians 5, there's the fruit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, there's the fruit that we're to bear. And we've studied 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 13, which shows us the outcome of our following God's will. The outcome, of course, will be that we'll be in heaven with God. This is a great study, and this is a great and important principle. I want to encourage everyone who's listening today to reread these passages. John 15, verses 1 through 11. I want you to reread that. I want you to read Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And then follow that up by reading 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 13. Please study these things. Please accomplish this in your life. This is very important for every Christian to be a fruitful person, to bear the fruit. That means you're going to have to study your Bible. You're going to have to get out and do what the Bible says. We do that one day at a time. You do it on Sunday. Then when Sunday's over with, you go to bed. You wake up on Monday. You start your daily schedule, your weekly schedule, and you do what the Bible says on Monday. And then when Tuesday comes up, you wake up on Tuesday, you go about your daily schedule that day, you read your Bible, you pray, you bring forth the fruit of the Spirit that we've been studying. That's what we do. We do that every day. And we produce this fruit continually, and we abound in it, and we expand on it in our lives. This is called being a Christian. This is what being a Christian means. So I want to encourage you to continue to do this and not to forget it. Very important. I want to see you in heaven. We might not ever meet on the earth, but we can meet in eternity. Thank you for tuning in today in this very important study of the vine and the branches, of bearing fruit and getting to heaven. This study's helped me. I want to do it today as we've been studying. And I hope and pray that you'll also be doing it as well. Thank you for listening today. I'm glad to be able to be with you this day. It's a beautiful day, and hope that you're having a great day today. If you're ever in our area in Parker County, Texas, we are the Windmill Church of Christ. We do have a website, windmillcoc.org. We have articles. We have recordings of sermons there that you can listen to. Windmillcoc.org, Church of Christ, windmillchurchofchrist.org, COC. So we hope you'll look that website up. And if you're in our area, please, please come and see us and worship with us, study the Bible with us. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. God bless you. And I hope to see you in heaven one day. And keep the faith. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.